It's the second time this year the Institute for Policy and Opinion Research at Roanoke College conducted its consumer sentiment survey. And senior analyst Alice Kasson says there were some surprises.
I was surprised to see the numbers continue to rise, the indexes continue to rise in the Tidewater in Northern Virginia. I thought we'd start to see more about the concerns of sequester showing up. Well, I think it's lingering there a bit in the expectations about the future. The numbers still continue to go up.
While Northern Virginians are optimistic about the current and future economy, residents of Southside and the Shenandoah Valley are another story. The Virginia Index of Consumer Expectations dropped nearly 10% since the first quarter of this year.
Not quite sure what's going on there, because those are not areas that would be hit by the sequester in the sense, in the same magnitude that the Tidewater would be. They do traditionally have higher unemployment rates than other areas, so perhaps labor markets aren't improving there as fast as other areas.
According to the report, the views of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents were fairly similar when it came to the current conditions index. But Kasson says there's a huge disparity in people's expectations for the future. She says Democrats are almost twice as optimistic about future conditions as Republicans. Roanoke College will conduct another poll for release in August. I'm Beverly Amsler.